We are an authentic recreation of 16th century England. So when you come through the front gate for a full day of fun, you're not going to see anything real modern. In fact, you won't see anything modern at all for the most part. There are 11 stages of continuous entertainment. The largest shows would be the full armored joust, which happens 3 times a day. We have the mud show, which is very, very funny. A trio of men who take literary classics such as Beowulf and Dante's Inferno, and they perform them using a giant muditorium.
A giant muditorium? What is that?
A giant muditorium. We sometimes refer to it as the Olympic-sized muditorium. It is a pit of mud.
And what's that all about? Is that a 16th century kind of thing?
Actually, it would have been. Back in the 16th century, peasants would have used whatever they had available to them for entertainment and things like props for theatrical production. So using mud is something that they really would have done.
Wow, now this has been going on 23 years. What is the draw? Why? What's the intention of the festival, and why do so many people come back year after year? You have quite a following.
We certainly do, and we are very thankful for that. The goal of the festival would be to transport you back in time, take you back in time over 435 years to 1572 England. I think it has such an appeal to people because you're not going to find this anywhere else in southern Ohio. You're not sitting in front of a movie screen. You are part of live interactive entertainment all day long.
8 weekends of a full Renaissance experience with fun, food, frolicking, and certainly jousting. And I know there's a new app as well this year that you guys are excited about. Where can we go to find out everything we need to know about the festival?
The best place for information and to find any answers to questions that we didn't cover would be our website, renfestival.com, or check out our Facebook page, and that should give you absolutely anything and everything you've ever wanted to know.
Cheryl Buchholz, thank you so much. It's the Ohio Renaissance Festival coming up real soon, so I'm really glad we got to talk today.
Thank you, Sari.